At the intersection of 25th and Venable in North Church Hill, there's a police station, a vacant lot, a state-run liquor store, and a corner market. A number of boarded-up storefronts hint at a more vibrant past when there was Heise Ice Cream, a late-night hamburger stand, a bakery, and a shoe repair shop. Today, more than 50 people gather here for a walking tour led by Jason Roberts from the Texas-based organization Better Block.
We're going to get started here in a minute and just walk around here and just look at the area. This is how we start every one of our projects. We've done these now. They go all over the country now, all over the world.
Speaking through a megaphone, Roberts encourages participants to think about what's possible.
Kiosks, things like that, maps that talk about the community.
Better Block facilitates the process of placemaking, in which urban spaces are redesigned through a bottom-up, community-centered approach. In order to avoid red tape and bureaucracy, Better Block projects use what's called tactical urbanism, which incorporates small, inexpensive, or temporary improvements that make places more social and inviting.
It's a bit of improv that we do with the street, and the idea is that to stop talking about it and actually get out there and try it.
Andrew Howard is part of the two-person team behind Better Block.
This is what we look for, area that has a lot of vacant spaces that we can use pop-up shops in, that we know we can make safer, that already has some great things going for it, like the storefront that's been installed here and some good property owners that are cleaning up their buildings. And so we've already got great traction, and now we're just inviting the community to take more part in it.
Come June, this intersection will be transformed for 48 hours. The look of the street will change with borrowed landscaping and seating. Vacant storefronts will be cleaned up, and pop-up shops will operate inside. All temporary, but with a goal toward long-term change driven by the people who live here.
That whole back there, yeah. With all the new beams, the new roof,
by myself.
This block is already seeing some activity. Inside one of the storefronts, Anthony Fleming has been hard at work renovating this former cleaners and beauty salon.
I know a lot of people now since I've been in here because they call me Mr. Carpenter. Hey, Mr. Carpenter, how you doing?
The building has a lot of potential, including a large red brick courtyard that could be used for outdoor dining or entertainment. Michael Wynn is the property's manager.
You know, you could see the progress slowly coming anyway down the street, so it was a matter of time. And it's glad that it's coming to this side, because it was never on this side. The development's all in the other. So it's welcomed. And this is a very historic neighborhood. It needs a revamping.
Wynn says the plan is to begin with a coffee shop, then work up to a sit-down restaurant, something sorely needed in this part of Church Hill.
We have a great alley here. When we find alleys like this, this is a great opportunity.
Partners of the Better Block project, including Sports Backers and Bon Secours Richmond Health System, are providing support during the short 2-month planning stage. They're accepting applications for pop-up shops and helping residents network so they can borrow and build as much as possible. As with many placemaking projects, this process, bringing people together and building social capital, is often just as important as the end result. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Comp, WCVE News.